Hey there, good evening. My name is Ricardo and I'm with Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll for the South Dakota News Watch and the Tyson Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion for citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of
yes.
South? Okay. And thank you for taking your time here. What is your current official party voter registration? Is it? Are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. All right. There's a proposed constitutionalized amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion. Based on the state's practice, it proposed the following. The first one would be during the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. Second one, during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision by any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And the third one is during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose to this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, sir?
That is a subject that is really hard for me to speak on, you know, where
no
I'm
words.
Not a woman. And,
I
but, you know, I'm against abortion unless it's life-threatening or in the case of rape. That's all I can really say. So I'd have to really read through those because it takes me a while to get the understanding of them.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, there is an answer for that as well, sir. Just taking your time is very important as well. That's the main reason of the surveys. And we'll go as fast as I can. Moving on here alone, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislatures, and county races. All candidates, regardless of their party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
I've actually considered that for quite some time, and in all reality, I believe it's a fairly good deal, but it could lead to some strange things. But, I think it's worth experimenting with at least once to see how it goes. I'm for it.
So would you support or oppose?
I'd support.
Support. Let me mark that down here. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota's Constitution, sir?
I would oppose that one because I've seen other states I've lived in other states that do that, but then your stuff on other things like your taxes on your license plates and things like that are way different and way higher and something like that. They'd have to make that money up somewhere. So I just keep paying the taxes on the groceries, so I'm opposed.
Hear you. Let me mark this down here for you, sir. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law? Sorry about that. In the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use in the state tax dollars designated for their children's education to pay to send them to a private or a charter school. Would you support, oppose, or undecided?
Out of my five kids, I've only got one left in school. Wow. You know, if we do that, then they're just going to, it's going to be, private schools are going to basically become public. I'm opposed.
Opposed? Okay,
yeah.
And that's why your opinion is very important. Thank you for saying that. I'm already like at 50%, sir. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decisions? I'm going to read you five of them. Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Second, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Third, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump.
I'm more likely to support one. Not 100%, but more likely
to
sure.
support a candidate if they support Trump. We marked this one down here for you, sir. Again, thinking about the candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? We'll only vote for candidates if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Or less
I'm still
likely.
More likely.
More likely. Okay, let me mark this one down. And now, we would just like to ask you a few questions about health and democracy. In general, how confident are you that the American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident? Not at all confident?
Pretty much not at all confident anymore.
Not at all confident. Let me mark that. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Well, being American, you must. I mean, you got to still have faith, even if your confidence is low, you still got to have faith that the system is just, but you hope for the best, but so.
Right.
I'm like 50-50 on, I'm 50-50, that's all I can say is I'm 50-50 on it. I've never come to a, it's a real hard decision to make because you want to believe your country still is right, but
democratic. And, well, the three options is yes, no, or refuse. I want to just get your right.
Refuse, just refuse.
And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? I'm going to read you four options. Elections officials in Republican states. Do you a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust? Not much trust, not trust at all.
No, go repeat that question,
yes.
Please.
How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? First one, election officials in the Republican states. First one, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust.
It depends on the official. I mean, it really does. I'd say most likely a fair amount, though, I guess.
Second, local election officials in your county. Would you say a great deal of
not
trust?
Not much.
Not much trust. And election officials in the Democratic states.
A fair amount still. I mean, yeah, I want to hope that we're doing right.
In states, okay. State election officials in South Dakota.
A fair amount.
Fair amount of trust. Mark that down here for you, sir. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? The first one will be American democracy is under attack. Second one, American democracy is being tested. And third, there is no current threat to American democracy.
It's it's definitely being tested. Definitely being tested. It might be under attack, but it's close to that. If it ain't, it's close to it.
All right, I hear you, sir. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I'm just going to read you two statements. First one, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Is that strongly agree, disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree?
Not violence. I mean, I wouldn't go to violence, but I mean, to protect, it depends. That really depends on the situation 100%.
Okay.
And depends on the other parties involved. I mean, depends on, yeah, that's a situational thing. I cannot answer that question without being in the situation or having a situational scenario.
Okay. No worries, sir. There is actually an option for that, too, as well here. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree?
In an act of war, I mean, we've done it in wartime, but that, I mean, it would have, that'd be about the only... You know, I mean, that's that kind of situation, yes. But, I mean, for two individuals, if we can't be in America and sit somewhere and disagree and still shake hands and say, you know, fine. I mean, we got to come to that. I'm sorry, you're touching some stuff that's going to
get me ranting. No. I mean, it's totally fine, sir. This is why your opinion is very important. You know, and if you feel the same answer as the first one, there is an option for that one as well.
That's pretty much what it is. It really depends on. I don't agree with ever using violence if you can go another route, but sometimes the other parties won't go another route, and. It does happen, you know.
I hear you. All right, so just moving along here quickly, sir, as we're already 95% here. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65?
35 to 49.
Okay, and regarding your, this is just a question that I have to ask you, sir, with all due respect. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All righty, sir. Thank you just for taking your time. I really do appreciate it. That does conclude a survey. Your opinion is very important, sir. I really do thank you for just taking your time, sir. This is about the third survey that I have tonight. And have yourself a great night. Take care, okay? Enjoy the rest
of the night. You too. Wonderful day.
Likewise.